Blog Talk Radio.
Be There Magazine. Be There Magazine in the morning. It's Friday. Friday. Everybody wants to know about Friday. Everybody cares about Friday. Friday comes every 7 days. There's a Friday. What you going to do about a Friday? Friday, 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 Friday. You know what Friday is? Friday. It's called Friday, the day of the last day of a work week. People look forward to Friday, living for the weekend. The weekend comes and it goes, and you have to decide whether the weekend is for you. Sometimes people miss a weekend. You got bus drivers. You got people that work as police officers. You got people that work as firefighters. The weekend means nothing to them because they have to work. They make a decision. And some people work every weekend. I know people on the radio that works every single weekend. Every Saturday night, they're on the radio from 8 to 12 o'clock. The weekend means nothing to them because they like radio. They like radio. I know some people that look forward for the weekend just to get off work so they can go home and read the paper all day. It depends on what you're looking for. But the weekend is here regardless. It's going to come whether you want it to come or not. The weekend is here. The weekend is also a great time for businesses. Businesses love the weekend because people come out and do business on the weekend. Most businesses thrive for the weekend. They have yard sales. They have vendors come out and set up all day in the sun because it's the weekend. Somebody's going to walk by or ride by during the week. No one wants to stop at the local vending outlet place. They don't even open up during the week. There's a business over off of Allentown Road that only opens up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You have some businesses that open up just Saturday and Sunday. I remember a lady who had a boutique out in Virginia. She sold designer suits for $10, but she only opened up on Saturday. She was closed on Sunday. One day out of the week, she opened up, and people came and drove because it was on the weekend. So you have to decide. We're going to come back and talk about some businesses in D.C. and what's happening and why we're getting involved with saving our businesses or concerned about our businesses. We seem to let our businesses go. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are. You're only good as your last event, your last record. If you mess around here and you had something yesterday and you don't have something today, people forget about you, especially in the African-American community. If you're not on the air, I have not been on the air for over 20 years. I left WOL. I did over 15, 20 years on the radio and got off the radio over 20 years ago. If I did not do anything else to keep the name alive, people would not remember the radio show. You're only as good as your last broadcast. Right now, you've got Michael Bazin off the air. He has not been off the air less than 30 days, and people have already forgotten about him. They had a petition to sign talking about they want him on the air. Lasted about 2 days. People don't care if you're not on the air. Same thing with your business. If people don't come through the door, they don't care. You can be open today and close tomorrow. The only thing left behind is the sign. This average sign, neon sign, or billboard sign for a business costs between $5,000 and $10,000. Once the business closed, the sign's still there. But you walk up to the door, and the door is closed. On U Street, several businesses are closing. The sign is still there, but the business is gone. We're going to come right back and talk about what we can do to save the last few, the last of the Mohegans, the dying few. We want to be there.
Boom wrote a check. These people
invest in a magazine before there was a magazine. They didn't know what it was. They didn't ask any questions. They didn't say, how's it going to be printed? How's it going to look? I got to see this thing. I don't understand this. None of that happened. It was just write a check. Addy wrote a check for a building on U Street. The building was a raggedy building. She didn't look at the building and say, this building is raggedy. Look around us. There's nothing around us. There's no houses. There's nothing here but raggediness. Raggediness. I said, I do this. She wrote a check for that building and bought it. And people say, why would you buy a building on U Street? However, she saw the vision or didn't even know the vision was coming. But then they started building. They put the metro there. Going to metro, building of the metro, the whole entire street was closed, boarded up, rails. You could not even walk on the sidewalk. So any business that was there could not get no business. Ben's Chili Bowl was one of those businesses. There was no way you could go to Ben's Chili Bowl because they blocked off the street. It took almost 2 to 3 years to build a metro. There was no Elkton condominiums there. There was nothing but raggedy houses there. However, Islander stood proud and serviced the people who lived there. They came to her restaurant. They supported her restaurant. They ate there. She had African food. She had Caribbean food. She had food that people enjoyed. Then the neighborhood started to change. They built a condominium right next door to her, $300,000 to $400,000 for one bedroom, that's up to $1 million. People started moving in right next door to her, right next door to her building. But no one ever came downstairs to eat in her building. Moving forward, now they are petitioning to shut her down. These are the residents of U Street, the quarter of U Street, because now all of U Street is no longer African American. It is now pretty much Caucasian, Spanish, anything but African American. The councilman, Jim Graham, has already shut down every single black-owned nightclub that was on U Street, Republic Gardens, Ed Murphy Supper Club. They gutted out the club. Was a $1.8 million nightclub inside of the Reed Center. Marion Barry put it there, gave Ed Murphy an opportunity to have his own night spot on U Street. Plenty parking in the Reed Center across the street. Awesomeness location. They shut that down. They shut down the club across the street. They shut down the public garden. They shut down anything that was connected that was actually with U Street, they shut down. And now they're going after Addy. Addy is, they want the building. She owns the building. However, you can own a building, but if you can't service the building, then if somebody offers you $500,000 for the building, you're going to sell it because you're sitting there, can't sell what you sell because they're going to take her liquor license. And then the people who live around there is not going to patronize her, so you have no business. This happened to Shirley Cavanaugh. If you remember Shirley Cavanaugh, she spent over $1 million building a club called Trumpets on P Street, 18th and P Street Northwest. During that era, it was number one jazz spot, over $1 million by an African-American woman to promote jazz like Blues Alley. She had main jazz club, but the area was strictly homosexual. It was homosexuality all over that particular area at the time. And at the time, Shirley Cavanaugh was trying to cater to an African-American person or people who like jazz, which she neglected to realize where you're at, and you have to cater to where your surroundings are. That's what you have to do. You have to have, if you have a business, it can't be black or white or yellow, green or orange. It's got to be what's happened. If you're in an area and you got pygmies, man, little pygmies, African pygmies, man, people who are no taller than 3 feet, 5 feet tall. If the pygmies move in your neighborhood, you can't sell 6 feet ladders. you can't sell things that are 6 feet tall because they can't use those things. The pygmies can't reach up 6 feet. So you have to design things and sell things for the pygmies. The pygmies are the people, they're little people, man. They're in Africa. They're little teeny people. Even if you had an office area where all of a sudden the, what they call the little people, the people who are short, they used to call them midgets. If you run into an area and all the midgets move in your area and all you have is midgets, you can't sell a stainless steel refrigerator with an automatic ice maker that is taller than a midget. Can't do it. Can't do it. So you have to adjust yourself to what the area is. The little people, the pygmies, the homosexuals, the Caucasians. Ben's Chili Bowl is a perfect example of that. When the area was completely African-American, Ben's Chili Bowl catered to the African-American community. You were hungry, black, needed to eat. Ben's Chili Bowl had the poor man's special, a bowl of chili and a hot dog, $1.50. $1.50, a bowl of chili and a hot dog, $1.50. And blacks went in there like crazy eating that chili and that hot dog. Get a grilled cheese sandwich for 50 cents. You could get a Coca-Cola soda for 25 cents. This was what the neighborhood dictated. Once the neighborhood became more affluent, more Caucasian, they didn't know what a Ben's Chili Bowl was. They didn't know what a chili was or a dog was or a hot dog or a half smoke. They didn't know anything about that. You said mumbo sauce to them. They thought it was a mumbo parade. They didn't know what that was. So Ben's Chili Bowl said, whoa, I'm going to cater to what's here now. I can't make this thing $1.25 because maybe they don't understand about they understand $2.50. They understand $3.50. He made the hot same hot dog that we used to get for $1, now it's $3.50, $4.50. Catered to the neighborhood. He's a staple. Now you go in the Ben's Chili Bowl, very seldom where you're gonna see African Americans. You'll see us salt and peppered in. You'll see us on the wall, Bill Cosby's picture, Obama's picture. You'll see some pictures that I took, some pictures that Bustle's News was in. You'll see things that was there but not there. It's no longer there. So we're going to come right back to talk about how we can save Addie. How we can save Addie. We want to save Addie. We'll be right back.
Life in prison. The job is they're supposed to die in prison.
So make a long story short, we're going to have Roach Brown there. We're going to have John Goodman from Tories there. We're going to have Mayor Gray. I'm petitioning Mayor Gray to come through. I'm going to have Maren Barry. Maren Barry knows more than anybody. He came to Eleanor, but was greeted by Eleanor after he had his situation happen in life. When you get something in life that happens to you, you have to go to where life leads you and who will accept your life after your life. After your life, who will accept your life after your life, who will accept you for you. And he was one of those people. When anything happened to anybody, you can, the refuge is you can go to Addie and go there and sit down, and she can, you go behind the doors of the island. You're in a safe haven. If they're chasing you down U Street and you are black, if they were chasing you down U Street, you could go into the island, and once you close the doors, what they call a safe haven. It's like you're overseas and you are being chased by the elements of the Russians. If you can make it to the United States Embassy, once you get to the embassy and you cross over the gate, all the soldiers have to stand outside the gate because now you're on United States soil, and they can't shoot you, they can't kill you, they can't get to you because you're now in the United States of America. The Islander is that kind of restaurant. She was a refuge for me. If I was trying to print the magazine, had no money, nothing that I even knew it was going to be printed, I didn't know how or what, I could walk down the streets of U Street and go into a business cold and say to her, I need an ad. She didn't say, well, what do you need the ad for? What size the ad going to be? I needed to print the magazine. She would write the check. The magazine would get printed. It was a safe haven. Those type of businesses you need today. There were several of those businesses that helped me. Even today, businesses will come out, they will support, they will do things if you are there. You have to have a safe haven. We lose the Islander, you will go on U Street, and there will be no other street that you can go to or be at or see where there's an Addy. There'll be no Addy. Addy will be non-existent. So when you walk into the business that will replace Addy, you will not be in a safe haven. They can put up a sign and say, get out. Or they can put up a sign and say, you have to spend $20 minimum on your credit card to eat here or to live here or to buy something here. That's a way of eliminating the poor man. When they say you have to have a minimum of $10 or a minimum of $5 or a minimum of $20 to use your credit card, it says to the person, the business is saying to you, you can't spend $10. I don't want you. Could you imagine if McDonald's used the lineage of, I don't want to pay the percentage, I don't want to pay the fee to the merchant, so in order for you to eat here with your credit card, you have to spend $5. They wouldn't be in business. Because McDonald's says, I want the guy who always wants to spend a dollar. Back in the day, it was 15 cents. You could go to McDonald's and spend 15 cents and get a hamburger and a cheeseburger and a fries and a Coke, and they give you back change for your dollar. That was the whole concept. Now, D.C. is coming to the point, Korean, Asians, businesses, Caucasian businesses, they have to sign at minimum, you have to spend a minimum of this amount before you can use your credit card. It's a way of saying to you, I don't want you. I don't want you. If you can't spend $10, I don't want you. You know, and they make you spend $10 if you got that kind of mindset. You go buy a bag of potato chips and a Twinkie and whatever, and now all of a sudden it comes to $6.85. You want those four things, you got to go find something else. So you got to make a decision. Do you get those four things and walk away? I walk away and call my credit card company, who I have the logo of MasterCard or Visa, and explain to them what they're doing to me. I reported over 300 businesses in the last 5 years. Personally, I have documented and reported over 500 businesses that I felt are discriminated against, not me, but MasterCard. And once I talked to the authorities, the powers that be,
they say, we didn't know that was going on. You know, we had no idea that they were defacing our logo. It's called defacing our logo because the MasterCard logo is added in over 5-6 million places. And they're saying that, hey, we spend millions of dollars on advertising, and that logo means something. But to have some individual or some business deface us or deny a customer service because they don't want to pay the fee, we will snatch their merchandise machine. We will snatch their merch. And I've had 3 or 4 people that I've got their merchandise machine taken away, and I'm working on one right today. I'm going to have this taken away because it's not right. We're going to get Addy out of this. Hit me up on BeThereMagazine@yahoo.com. And what we're going to do, they talk about a flash mob. We're going to have a save a business mob. Save a business mob. I want you not able to see the slide howling. I want so many people out front that you can't even see the words, the howling. We'll be right back. In the business world, the rear view mirror is always clearer than the windshield. We can look back on what we've done in business and not see sometimes where we're going in business. Addy did not see this coming. She looked out of the windshield of her business and saw life because she owns the building. She said, no one could ever put me out. I bought the building. No one could get me for not paying my taxes because I pay my business taxes. I'm looking through the windshield of my business. In the business world, the rearview mirror is always clearer than the windshield. They sideswiped her. They bamboozled her. They came through the back door. What happened was they got a petition, and they had the petition signed unbeknownst to her. The people who live next door to her and live all around her, they got a petition and started having people sign the petition. And then they went to Graham, the bow tie man. I call Graham the bow tie man. He's the councilman for that area. And they immediately hand the petition to him. Then they went to the liquor board and said, these are the amount of people that she is disturbing. And then they notified her that they're going to take her liquor license and shut her down. And that she had so many days to come to the resetter to revoke this or dispute this or make some kind of restitution. Why? And that's when she called me. I could not make it on that particular day. However, I assured her that Be There Magazine would be behind her. Now we're in a thing, if you go by the business, the signs are on the door petitioning for a renewal of her liquor license. They have now got more petitions saying that she's a nuisance to the neighborhood, a nuisance. That's what they're calling her, a nuisance. Now, how do you be a nuisance when you were there before the people who you were there before they were there? That's like the Indians in the United States of America. All of a sudden, people come to the United States of America, and all of a sudden, the Indians are a nuisance. Well, you know, you're a nuisance now. We have to figure out where to put you. So let's put you on a reservation. Let's get rid of you because now you're in the way. That's what's happening to Addy. She's a nuisance to them, saying that she's a nuisance to the neighborhood. that she should be banded out of the neighborhood when she was there before the neighborhood became the neighborhood. The neighborhood that's becoming now, that's not the neighborhood it was.
So we're going to have to stop this. I'm going to do everything in my power to stop this. Number here is 301-445-1131. 202-445-1131. I will get you more information on what we're going to do. The business, we're going to do a business opportunity to stop a business. We're going to have a mob, man. We're going to have a big mob of businesses, people who care, the coalition of concerned businesses are going to be there. You're going to see businesses, I'm pulling out all stops, businesses that people who have helped me, we're going to help Addie. If you help me, let's help Addie. And that way we can stop this thing. I'm calling in Channel 9. I'm calling in J.C. Hayward, Leon Harris, all the people that I know. I'm calling Rock Newman. I'm calling Dick Gregory. Everybody I know I'm going to call to come to this mob, this business mob, save a business mob. We're going to have people come in. If they don't care, if you don't care about who you are or where you are, then you're not going to be able to live where you are. You're going to come down on U Street. In the next year, U Street will be blocked off from traffic. There'll be no cars on U Street. They're widening the sidewalks now. It's under construction. The plan is after a certain hour, you can ride down U Street during the day from 10 o'clock to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. From 2 o'clock to the next 10 o'clock in the morning, there'll be no cars on U Street. That means that you have to park your car somewhere or catch the metro and you walk. And you walk from one business to another business. 8th Street, no cars on 8th Street except for the trolley car. The trolley car will be the only car on 8th Street. If you ever been to San Francisco, they have the San Francisco trolley cars. It's going to be the same concept. In San Francisco, there is no cars on certain streets, just the trolley cars. And you jump on the trolley cars, open trolley car. There is no doors. There is no come on the metro, metro open doors. The metro open doors is gone. It's a trolley car. The whole thing is open. You just come on and you grab a hold of a wheel of a pole. You jump on and you ride, you jump off. There is no fare. There is no fee. It's just ride the. Ride the no fee, because the purpose of it is for you to jump off, go to a restaurant, shop, come back on. Go to a shop, buy something, come back on, and it stops at the metro. Get on the metro, you go home. That's the concept, and it runs all throughout the night. That means that you don't have to drive. You can just have a ball and a whole 9 yards. That's where the city's going. But Addie will not be left out of that traffic. When the walking, what they're trying to do is get her out before the walking traffic comes. They want to get her out before the walking traffic comes. Last bit of information before I close. They shut down the festival on Georgia Avenue. Talked to 8 businesses yesterday. There'll be no more Georgia Avenue festival. That means there's no more walking business for them. All the businesses on Georgia Avenue are hurting. Since Walter Reed closed, all those businesses up and down Georgia Avenue where Walter Reed was, there is no traffic. There's nobody shopping there. They can't pay the rent. You go further down toward Petworth and going on down there. Now they're stopping Cal University on back. They're stopping the festival. No more walking traffic. Anyway, get you out. Get you out. The next 5 years went down by the market, 5th Street Market, a Korean bought the whole entire market, everything from the side where the Union Market is all the way over to where Burger King. If you go across from Burger King, they already started Burger King. You have all the new buildings, Five Guys, all the different places, that new entire condos are coming up right there from New York. You're not going to recognize when you drive. Like I drove past 8th Street yesterday and recognize 3rd and 8th. In another year, you're not going. When you drive off of New York Avenue, come by, you're not going to recognize. You say, where am I at? Where these buildings come from? That's happening right now. When you go down off of where the 5th Street Market's at, the next 2 years, the guy explained, I talked to the management owner of the whole property. He said the next 4 years, they got 8 condos coming up, nightclub, restaurant, big seafood restaurant, the place over there where they have the used to be the market. They're building a ballroom, a banquet hall that holds 1,000 people, black tie banquet hall on top of the building. So it's all happening around us. The plan's already in, but we're going to save Addy. See you tomorrow, same time, same station. This is Be There Magazine in the morning, working for you.